Today's devotion is entitled Spiritual Rhythms by Pastor David Sebaugh, Emmanuel, Elmhurst. I eat every day. Usually I eat at the same time every day. My body enjoys the rhythm of eating and benefits from that regularity. I brush my teeth twice a day as part of my morning and evening routines. I go to sleep and wake up at regular times. Rhythms like these help us to integrate important things into our lives that must be repeated in order to be effective. What happens if I just do these every once in a while? I end up hungry, tired, and with rotten teeth. Rhythms make a difference. However, not all rhythms are made equal. Some of the rhythms we get into are not so healthy. Many addictions, whether it's a substance, a habit, or a screen, start out as occasional indulgences but escalate into regular rhythms. Even good things like sports and other social activities can keep us from other healthy practices. It's all about finding a healthy balance. That's why establishing our positive rhythms is so important. God has wired us for routine. We should take care to settle into the positive ones. Our positive rhythms correspond with three basic needs: physical, relational, and spiritual. I just told you about some physical rhythms. We create rhythms around relationships, too. I call my mother every Friday. I have regular one-on-ones and staff meetings to keep us connected as a team. If I miss one of those connections, I feel the distance build. The rhythm makes a difference. What about spiritual rhythms? They are just as important as physical and relational ones. God designed us with a need to know Him, ourselves, and our purpose. This knowledge comes through regular connections with God and His people. Let me recommend a few practices to keep you spiritually connected. Worship every week. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10:25. After creating the world, God created the spiritual rhythm of Sabbath. We stop every 7 days to rest, reflect on God's work, receive His gifts, connect with His people, and recharge. Come to worship, even if you don't feel like it. And if you are homebound, traveling, or unable to gather in person, join an online worship. Your soul needs it. Make it a rhythm. You won't regret it. Explore God's Word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path, Psalm 119, verse 105. Create a routine of digging into the Bible. Many find a morning devotion works best. You could attend a Bible study, listen to a podcast, or read through a book of the Bible. You could even go to cover to cover. Find the daily or weekly rhythm that works for you and nourishes your soul. Prayer time. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians 4:6. Take time every day to stop and pray. Meal times are great for thanking God for His provision. Gathering your household for prayer at the end of the day is a precious routine. You can pray during your daily commute or keep a prayer journal. Do what works for you. I eat every day to keep my body healthy and strong. Through my spiritual rhythms, I am nourished and guided by God's truth and love. I honestly don't know what I would do without them. I challenge you to treat your spiritual rhythms like you do eating, brushing your teeth, or calling your mom.